Hi, I'm Little Wu, and welcome to the Magic of Compassion. It's been a while since I've done another broadcast, but this morning, as I was thinking about what might be useful, and I was just kind of tuning in to see like what are people feeling a lot of these days, and the topic of pressure came up for me, and I can feel it. I can feel it all around us. There's so many different kinds of pressures that are real, and then some are imagined. And so today, if you've stumbled across this broadcast, then maybe it's a chance for you to just take a moment, take a deep breath, and maybe reflect on how pressure has seeped into your life and all the ways that it might be impacting you, even in the way that you plan or the way you think. And so if you are feeling, yeah, I do know that there is pressure in my life right now, and sometimes it can be positive pressure. Having a deadline or having some things that you want to get done and feeling a little bit of a kick in the butt can be really helpful. So not all pressures is uncomfortable or negative, but it can be something that can drain us as well. So be aware of the type of pressure that is actually draining your creativity, maybe blocking some of your ability to express what you really need or want, because it could be pressures that are either you're imagining them. Or the real pressures, like you need to make this much income to pay all your bills, or you need to, help all your kids, or there's all these things that we want to accomplish in life. And so then there's this pressure that arises from that. So if you think about what are the pressures that are possibly eroding my health, that might give you some insight. Or what are the pressures that I might be accentuating because of the way that I'm thinking about them? Instead of it being just something I want to get done or a task that is on my to-do list, it can somehow end up being this thing that eats away at you, and you lay awake at night thinking about it all the time. Or when you're with someone, you're going through that and you're not actually, with them. So one of the really great ways or healing practices that helps you alleviate some pressure is the practice of presence. So if you feel there is a lot of pressure on you right now in life, then just think about, well, how can I be more present? The moment I'm noticing that I'm feeling really pressured and I'm feeling some anxiety, it's because you're slightly living in the future, even if it's only a few hours away, and you're also potentially projecting failure or inadequacy or not enoughness or not enough timeness, and then the pressure's building. So coming back to full presence, you start to feel a little more trust in your capacity. You start to feel a more trust in the fact that things will unfold as they need to. And just letting go of some of that pressure will allow you to actually function better. And so I don't know if you've been through this experience before where you just kind of took a deep breath and you just said, okay, I'm going to get this done. And you're just going to take each step and baby steps. And you just reduced the feeling of overwhelm, and then you felt that, oh, this is actually easier than I projected, or I'm gonna get done what I get done. And it's not an act of kind of loss or failure, but an act of kind of trust and possibly even surrender to what is possible. So if you kind of feel this is impossible, that creates pressure. But if you say, this is possible, I don't know exactly how I'm gonna do all this, but I want to. And then, so presence alleviates pressure, and also changing the framing and saying, instead of I have to do this, and saying, I actually want to do this. It is reminding yourself, what are the things that you actually want to do versus what are the things that you feel you have to do? So that would be my second kind of suggestion, is to look at what's giving you pressure and say, is this something I want to do, or is this something I have to do? And if it's something you want to do, then that framing helps you feel like, oh, you know what? This is my choice. And I'm choosing this, and I'm going to find the excitement in the pressure. I'm going to find excitement in the deadline. I'm going to find excitement in the discomfort of doing this thing that is sometimes outside of your comfort zone. And if it's something you feel like, oh, I have to do this, then you have to maybe look at, oh, not have to, but maybe you want to look at, what is it that makes it a have to? Is it because I promised? Is it because it's expected of me? Is it because I won't be able to pay my bills if I don't do this? And then try to find something in that that says, it's actually what I want to do. And there's usually somewhere in there a place for, I want to do this. Even if it, you know, takes a bit to, oh, okay, it's because I want to be able to go on that trip, that's why I'm working. Or I want to live in this beautiful space, so I want to do this. And then over time, if your life is full of have-tos, that's giving you a warning signal that it's either a mindset change that's necessary or a life change. And those are really important things to be aware of. So hopefully you're kind of thinking about, okay, if I'm more conscious of pressure, then I can alleviate it. Because often the thing that's very strange about pressure is that it just builds up and up and up, and our anxiety gets up and up and up to the point where daily, regular, intense anxiety or pressure becomes the norm, and that you don't even realize that you're under that much pressure. And until you start getting sick, or until you start noticing other health symptoms or mental symptoms, that you realize, wait a minute, there's something that's really off. And it just kind of ramps up slowly in the background of your life. So that's why taking a moment to be really conscious and think, how am I, you know, welcoming or bringing in pressure that's actually hurting me or harming me? And how can I do some self-care around that? Presence, how can I be more present so that I can actually really enjoy? Because a lot of things that give us pressure are actually things we might find pleasure and joy in if we just remember to feel that, to be really here for what's going on in our lives, to find some enjoyment in it, or reframe and see that there was a choice at some point that we made, not to feel like victims and not to feel like life is out of control, but somehow in all of this craziness, there is this you that is wanting to experience something, wanting to create something. And as creative beings, this is the most powerful choice that we can make each day, is to wake up and say, I want this and I'm choosing this. And that transforms pressure. I hope this is helpful. And I'm going to be doing weekly broadcasts again. Lots of love from the Mermaid Pirate Lagoon. Mwah! Thank you so much for joining me. If you're curious about my one-on-one sessions, workshops, or online classes, visit littlewood.org. Lots of love.